Young people are often better known for impulsive spending than for saving money. But new youth-oriented banking websites are offering clients the information and tools they need to become better money managers and to share their financial experiences with other young people. Alex Scott is a 19-year-old high school graduate. She's been working at a store this summer, saving money to pay for college next year.
I have to save for all my college money because my parents, they can't afford to co-sign on loans, so I just have to rely on my own savings.
But rather than put her money in a local bank, Scott opened an account on SmartyPig, a web-based banking service.
When I do that, I overcome those impulses to just spend the money.
SmartyPig is really all about helping people save for very specific financial goals. So that could be a wedding, a vacation, an iPhone.
Michael Ferrari founded SmartyPig with a friend in 2007. After starting a college account for his new baby, Ferrari said he realized the power of saving for a specific goal. Helping other savers stay focused on their goals is the idea behind his online piggy bank.
For example, I'm saving up for a vacation. I want to save $5,000. I want to meet this goal in 3 years. SmartyPig will actually calculate how much money you need to allocate every month. You don't have to move from your existing bank. We'll actually go in and withdraw those funds on the day you specify every month, and we'll put them into your SmartyPig account where they'll actually accrue interest as well.
And Ferrari says the site also allows depositors to get outside help.
Perhaps maybe a holiday is coming up, your birthday is coming up, and rather than getting a gift, you know, your friends, your family can actually contribute to any of your SmartyPig goals.
22-year-old civil engineering major Kang Nguyen likes being able to share his saving goals with his online community.
I think it's actually a good thing that they're able to see it. And it's like a bunch of my friends, after they found out, you know, about what I do, they always come to ask me for financial advice.
Online banking sites like SmartyPig are attracting a growing number of young depositors who cite their convenience and services. These personal finance websites offer a variety of money management tools that help users track their spending, set up a budget, and consolidate their accounts. And they all have a social media aspect, which appeals to young adults who are already comfortable sharing their personal information online.
There's all kinds of individuals who have their own blogs who are talking about money, creating videos, making infographics, and you just kind of see personal finance information in places that you wouldn't expect.
Janet Staubel is spokesperson for the personal finance website Bankrate.com.
It's not likely that, you know, you might go to a friend and say, hey, I paid off $1,000 of my credit card today, but people write up blog posts about it and they explain how they did it and how much closer they are to their financial goal, whatever it is.
As technology continues to evolve, she predicts more people will embrace the emerging electronic banking sites. Steve Weissman, who lectures about financial issues at Bentley University in Waltham, Massachusetts, says the more innovative these sites are in providing their services, the more successful they'll be in doing business alongside traditional banks, or actually in cooperation with them.
For instance, SmartyPig, they are not actually a bank, but they are partnered with a bank. And so what you're going to see is big banks and little banks that are legitimate financial institutions, but not necessarily the most savvy when it comes to computers or the Internet. They will partner up with other companies that may be doing some of the web material and other assistance, while the actual banking would be done through a bank with which it is connected.
That collaboration, he says, will change the way Americans save in the future. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.